International delegates to a UN-sponsored conference of climate change in Bangkok today agreed that the world has the technology and money to limit catastrophic global warming. However, they say that action must be taken now in order to reduce the harmful effects of greenhouse gas emissions. Delegates from more than 120 countries participated. A professor at the University of Aberdeen, Peter Smith, is one of the leading authors of the report's chapter on agriculture. Professor Smith spoke with us about the participants in the negotiations and what the report means for the future well-being of the planet and those who live on it.
We are a bunch of scientists and economists, so we are only providing the scientifically robust information that policymakers then need to act on. So we've not recommended any policies that governments will do or recommended the way that they do it, you know, be it through carbon taxes or whatever. All we have done is we've reviewed the existing literature and we've come up with a range of measures. It's up for the politicians who've signed up to this IPCC report, so they accept the findings of it, and it's up to individual governments to now go out and implement that. I can say that from the delegations that were represented here, there seems to be a genuine interest in trying to address this problem. There's a recognition across the board that climate change is a serious threat to our well-being in the future. And there is a genuine will to apply these measures to try and improve the situation in the future. I think our economic assessment has shown that we can achieve a significant portion of that at relatively low cost. So that's the importance of including the economics to show that it won't cost the Earth to do this. We can act, and if governments wish to, they can do so at relatively low cost. In fact, in some cases, at negative cost.